What makes a song a hit? Is it a catchy beat, an amazing voice? Let's use this song as an example. That is Taylor Swift's Shake It Off. You've probably heard it a million times or so. But what makes it so popular? Joseph Nunez is the lead author of a new study that looks at thousands of hit songs from the past 50 or so years, and he has the answer.
Songs that are more repetitive do better.
Repetitive?
Yep. The more times you sing a chorus, the better the song will do in the charts.
It's true. I gotta say, I have danced to my fair share of Shake It Off in my living room.
Right?
So, in a separate study, you looked at the instrument and vocal combinations that can make a song successful. So, what did you find there?
Well, the big thing is background vocals.
Huh.
So, if you have background vocals, a synthesizer, and a clean guitar.
What do you mean by clean guitar?
If you take an electric guitar, it has all kinds of different sounds. The cleaner the sound is, the less distortion that you have.
Okay.
So take a song like Madonna's Papa Don't Preach.
Papa Don't Preach, I'm in trouble deep. Papa Don't Preach, I've been losing sleep. But I made up my mind, I'm keeping my baby.
Background vocals also help us want to sing along.
Mm-hmm.
Songs that are more repetitive get listeners in pop music to want to sing along and want to repeat the chorus with you.
Is there such a thing as too much of a good thing? I mean, are there songs out there that repeat way too much and then we stop listening?
I think so, but that didn't happen in our data. So once you got on the Hot 100, the more you repeated the chorus, the more word repetition, the less complex the song, the better it did.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, bass.
There have to be some outliers in all of this, right? Songs that didn't have any of these characteristics but still did really well. What's an example in that camp?
Well, one that stands out is Lionel Richie's Truly.
Oh, great song.
Great song.
Girl, tell me only this.
'Cause I'm truly... Sorry, I digress.
Oh, no problem. Can you remember any of the lyrics of the
no.
song? It's because he only repeats the chorus one time. Yet he soared to number one.
'Cause I am truly...
There's also songs that have lots of repetition that have never even made it to number one.
Yeah, so what's an example of a song that supposedly has all the right ingredients but just doesn't do well?
1977, Van Morrison's Moondance repeated the chorus more than six times, but yet he never made it above number 90.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes.
Joseph Nunez is a professor at the University of Southern California. Thanks so much for talking with us, Joe.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Thank you, Rachel.
You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. You know, I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low.